This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
We want to know, what is the shallowest thing that you judge people for? You can call or text us, 916-909-1065. 909-1065. And this kind of came up when we were just sitting around after the show, just talking and trash. And Katie said something, and I forget whether it was me or Kevin that was like, wow, that is shallow. And okay. She was like, I don't regret it. Okay. I stand by it.
Obviously, this is something that I kept to myself. I didn't say this to this person, but here's what we were talking about. I have a friend who has daughters around my daughter's ages, two of them. And the teen, so she's about 16 years old, she dresses in a way that I think is pretty inappropriate for a teenager. Her shorts are incredibly short. Her tops are very, very short. If they're not short enough, she cuts them to make them shorter.
Wow.
Now, she's 16. Of course, she has a perfect body. But her mom, my friend, not only lets her dress this way, gives her money to go buy these clothes so that she can dress this way. And I find that so strange to not want to cover your teen daughter's body.
Yeah.
And sometimes, this is me being very judgy, I always think, oh, you're living vicariously through your kid.
Oh!
I know.
So what is yours? 916-909-1065. You can call or text us now. I have two that I will proudly say. One, really stupid and shallow, but for me, it just bugs me. But when I see people put a product logo on their car, specifically a truck.
Oh, yeah.
Like
Monster.
What? Yeah. What did Monster? What did Monster do? Why do you love it so much? There are products that I love,
sure.
Not so much that I would lower the value of my vehicle.
It's a great point.
And another one that I have is when I see guys in formal family photos wearing hats. If you send me a Christmas card and your husband is wearing a hat.
Okay, now are we talking all hats or baseball
all
hats?
All hats.
What about a fedora?
No! Oh. Fedora! What are you, solving a crime in 1930?
No, it's cute.
What about
not
a cowboy
cute.
Hat?
Definitely
oh, no,
not a cowboy
that, no.
hat.
No?
No, what, are you out on the range?
Right.
A cowboy hat is not a suit. There are too many people now that think cowboy hats are like, oh, I gotta dress nice? Let me grab my cowboy hat.
It does seem to be something that is added to formal attire.
Take off your stupid hat and don't let your husband wear a stupid hat.
Okay,
anyway.
Kevin, do you have one?
Yeah,
sure
when they
do.
Put their IG handle on their car.
Oh.
Like, ugh. And sometimes I check their IG just to laugh at it.
Yeah.
And they have like 10 followers.
Well, that's why they have to put it on their car.
That's why they're advertising
yeah.
it.
Okay, we put this up on Facebook. And as always, y'all are hysterical. Ash says, lately people that misspell anything or use improper grammar. Now,
Yes.
The misspelling, get off my back. Okay. I'm doing my best.
It depends on what kind of misspelling. Well, I guess it's if it's there and there, if it's two and two, that's not misspelling, that's grammar. So I'm more of a grammar person than a misspelling person.
Okay, then in that case, me too. Samantha said caterpillar lashes. I will agree with.
What are those?
What are those?
When you get either false, you put on false lashes, or you get lash extensions that, I mean, are way out of control.
Who would get
like
that?
Super, super big?
Call it caterpillars.
Yeah.
That's I get it.
Okay. Amanda said their teeth. Jennifer said anybody that wears night. Wears Nike socks with another brand of shoes.
I do that.
That's the kind of petty judgment I want. Debbie said earwax that you can see.
That's disgusting. Ew. I agree with that one. Text message we got to 909-1065. A bunch of good ones, but this is the best one. When I see someone barefoot in public. Now, right off the bat, yes, I agree. I would judge that one, too. It's the rest of the text that's hysterical.
Okay.
We were at bingo last night at Jackson Rancheria, and there was a girl in line that was barefoot, and the bottom of her feet were black from the dirty floor.
Ew!
Why would you go barefoot to a casino?
Right.
I kind of feel like all of that tracks. Like, if I'm at bingo night at a casino and somebody's barefoot, I think I'm when in Rome.
See, the fact that her feet were black, it means the shoes haven't been. It's not like she just kicked her foot flops
no,
off.
No, she came with no foot. She came with no foot or no shoe. Foot.
Oh, that's crazy.
Soon to be no foot. Keep them coming in to 909-1065.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.